It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
It's funny how sometimes things just slip your mind and memory so easily. I completely forgot. We got a big beef in this game coming up. Big beef. Coming up, and I completely forgot till somebody reposted it, and I think it's let's let Jair Alexander talk about how he had a good time with Stephon Diggs before a game a while back.
The tunnel with you and Stephon Diggs. What happened in the tunnel before the game when you guys yawned at each other going on the field?
Ah, man, I was just keeping it real with him. Told him he couldn't mess with me and him, little boy. That's all that was. Just being honest, you feel me? That's all I can do.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you knew it. Did you remember this about this week?
I forgot about it. Ain't nobody bring it up until now.
Yeah, he's a little boy.
He's a little boy. Nothing crazy. Just a little boy.
I thought about it at one point, but I did not keep it in my mind. Yeah. I've been bouncing back and forth with a lot of things in the brain. But yes, this absolutely is. Jair is a very particular defense.
And it goes back a while.
Yeah, man. They competed a lot in that division when Stephon Diggs was a part of the Vikings, a member of the Vikings. Yeah, man. And Jair is a very particular dude. He, God forbid he gets an interception because he will he's going to be insufferable. So,
I mean,
yeah.
He and Stephon were jawing coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Talking trash.
That's what we call on site. On site. They
this
do
is
not like
be fun,
it,
man.
It's going to be fun for it. That's another level of fun on top of the already fun that this is going to bring.
And this was one I saw this morning and I went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Jair and Steph jawing at each other for years now.
Yeah.
He's a little boy. I think that will be remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be remembered.
Yeah. We're going to see who the little boy is.
Watch this.
See, remember yesterday, or maybe earlier in the week, they're running together at this point, when Sean asked us in the handoff who we were hoping would win in the baseball postseason, and I said that I just want the best baseball.
Yeah, you went full middle of the road.
Sincerely.
Just want them to have fun.
I think the best baseball World Series is Dodgers-Yankees.
Dodgers, Yankees.
I think it is.
It is.
It is.
It's better than the Subway.
I do not want to see that, man. Those New Yorkers will be so awful, man.
Well, they're still going to be
I'd rather see LA versus New York.
And that's that. I feel like that's the best baseball that's there for us. I mean, just seeing both of these teams where, like, they're superstars that you, the name that you would ask, like, somebody who is not, like, an avid baseball fan, but, you know, hey, do you know about this? Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. those guys have not been the stellar versions of themselves that you come to expect. And yet, mm-hmm. and still, the rest of those lineups have been incredible in what they do. We mentioned a little bit what Walker Buehler was doing on the mound yesterday, getting his groove back. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, put those teams against each other and let them go for seven games. And that's probably the best series that you get for the Fall Classic.
It probably is. Which would lead me to one weird way, but the Dodgers to win anyway, because I think I hate the Yankees more than the Dodgers.
I think Sean makes a great point though about them Dodgers fans and
they're the worst with the
Astros in particular and with 2017.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know if they're again. There's not really a good alternative if you're just going for that. What fan bases are you going to make less happy? Yeah, I don't know if there's a good answer there. But if we're just going for the baseball of it, which is at this point all I'm here to consider, I think Dodgers Yankees.
11 times they've faced each other in the World Series, but not since 1981.
Yeah, make it an East Coast versus West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, so I think I got a little cold feet when getting this house together. So I told y'all about the refrigerator
mm-hmm.
I got.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to get the, I guess, the hookup for the back of it for the water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So I went to Lowe's and...
Your new favorite spot.
I know. I've been there like five times.
Did you go ahead and get the card? You went ahead and get the credit card?
Hey, I'm thinking about it. I think I went to Lowe's or Home Depot... combined maybe five times in my life.
Yeah.
And this one I've been five times this week. But I kind of got cold feet, man, because I was going to do it all myself. I watched a couple YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there. I start seeing all type of random stuff like, oh, you might need this or you might need.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit and wait on it. Man.
Yeah, Lowe's and Home Depot, those are not stores to walk in not completely. Like, you need to know exactly what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then that store works great.
It's so intimidating. And then the worst part is the people there are trying to help you.
Yeah.
But they scare you off a little bit. Like, well, if you're getting this, you got to get this.
Yeah.
Because in case this water, in case the cord break, then you got to have the tape to wrap around it.
And then they're throwing jargon at you.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
Now I'm at $100. I'm just like, man, like, I don't know. And then my other confession is this. Maybe this is just me, but I didn't realize my house didn't come with gutters.
Yeah, some do, some don't.
Yeah,
that's not something they tell you though.
Yeah,
nobody alerts you. Find that out.
I didn't realize that was. I don't want to say a luxury, but I thought that was like
standard.
I thought that was standard.
Yeah, it's not a luxury, but it's not a necessity. It's kind of in between,
like optional.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but it's something you really probably want.
Yeah,
but you don't have to.
That's
have.
why I was talking to ND on the phone about. I was just like, hey, is that should I be suing somebody? And he told me to just wait it out, see how it does in the rain and all that stuff. If you got like a lot of puddles and all that stuff, then you should look into.
That's what I'm saying.
But some people
it's in between a luxury,
you necessarily
and a necessity.
Don't need it. But right. I felt so dumb. I'm like, dang, am I supposed to have gut? Did they get me?
Yeah.
I thought I got for a minute, man.
Did they get
me? Yeah, and mind you, I realized all of this after it. Everything's
signed. It's yours now. Your responsibility, your problem.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of that. But
Twitch says, Figgy, you definitely want gutters, bro. That's what they're saying.
You want them, but I would.
He told me to wait and see how it does in the rain.
Yeah,
and all that
side
stuff.
With Indy on this. Let's see how it plays out. Because sometimes the concrete gets a big, you know, stain or whatever, and it's just a hassle.
Yeah, I'm going to see. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Some confessions you just don't want to admit, but that's why confessions are here, because you got to admit it. I'm wondering if you guys are where I am on this. I'm almost to a place where I don't expect Christian Harris this year.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Like,
I'm kind of there. I'm at a point where I'm like, I'm not sitting here saying, can't wait to get him back. We can hold this off until he get back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, let's just roll with the punches now, man. Let's act like he don't exist at the moment.
I don't think it's going to be you're not going to get him back, but I think you're going to get him way later. He might get... I'm not saying that he will, but I'm already in a place where I have tried to make myself comfortable with the idea of what happens if he comes back like week 11, week 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... Now, I haven't fully gotten to the, I hadn't fully considered the idea that maybe he just doesn't return. Mm-hmm. And that is, and even though I think I wrote it down at one point, I didn't really believe that. Thinking about that in a real honest way, that's a scary one.
I'm kind of there, man.
Who do you think come back first, him or Tua?
Oh, Tua.
Ooh. Tua. Tua. They've said he's coming back.
That's wild.
D'Amico said, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's, they won't commit. Well, although we played yesterday what Casario said, and it felt like he was saying similar things, but also it gave me a little comfort in the idea that they kind of knew that it might take a little while. Mm-hmm. And then if that is the case, that they're not in the full alarmist way, mode of he's not going to return.
Yeah.
But again, what do I know?
So would Christian Harris be on the field when Tua is on the field when they play each other on December 15th?
Based on what has been said, Tua, yes. Harris, no. Isn't that wild?
That's it. That's a big blow, man.
Well, I don't want some confessions you don't want to make, but it's how you feel, you know?
Salute to Henry, though. Being able to make us feel a little bit more, because can you imagine if Henry had not been playing well?
I think
this is the feeling.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm not really. I ain't gonna say not worried, but Henry kind of made things a little easier. Mm-hmm. Where you just say, you know what, Chris, get back when you get back.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions. I got beef, gentlemen.
I got
beef with our company's sexual harassment training. Now, it's not that that's going to get me in trouble, I don't think. However, it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That sucker is longer than I anticipated.
Dude.
it takes a long time to get through it. And in addition to that, it put me to sleep. And so I wasted a valuable 2 hours last night or yesterday in the afternoon / evening because I was like, let me get this done. I need to, everybody else has got it done at the job, and I'm the one who is straggling. So let me go ahead and get it done. And it literally put me to sleep. And I spent 2 hours between the probably like 45 minutes of the thing and an extra an hour and a half thereabouts of taking a nap because Daryl was out here harassing.
Daryl is just a big dummy, man. Take a hint.
And I will not victim blame. However, please tell him straight up that you don't like him because he just keeps thinking he's not smart.
But he is not taking no hints. Six times he came back at
her. He's not taking no hints.
And by the way, and I don't know if you guys know this, a lot of these, maybe not this one, but I've heard that most of these videos are based on actual things that happen. Mm. So there is a Daryl out there. There is a Daryl.
Now, for sure. Are these things that happen within the company or just in the world?
I don't know. Well, and I don't think this is a specific. If we're going to be completely honest, this is probably like a contracted out video that they.
No, the video's
like
made up, but it's based on.
No, I know.
On actual events. Yeah,
so I don't know if this is like unique to Odyssey that somebody, someone at Odyssey had been doing with Daryl, just stalking this lady.
Yeah.
But shout out to one of the people on Twitch who said, "You heard it here. Reggie sleeps on sexual harassment." And in this very particular case. In this very particular case, I did fall asleep on sexual harassment. So I apologize, but also I got beef with y'all. I need my 2 hours back.
Yeah.
However, you can make that happen. Thank you.
These are my confessions.
So Angel Reese, she had the internet going nuts over some comments she made. I think she was on Instagram Live or something like that.
Yeah.
But she mentioned how the WNBA pretty much don't, I guess she can't pay her rent with what she make with the WNBA.
Yeah.
And she mentioned how her rent is $8,000 a month or something like that. I got to confess, I feel like people are taking this the wrong way, man. Because I've seen a lot of people calling her stupid and why she got that much, why she paying that much for rent if the WNBA, if she can't afford it and all that stuff. I think she, I don't want to say taking a shot at the WNBA, but.
Man, kind of.
She is. And no, she kind of is because she's making money elsewhere. She's not, that's not her only income.
Yeah.
Right.
I think her point was, hey, the WNBA, that's little money.
Yeah.
I'm getting money elsewhere. So that can't even, they can't even pay my rent or my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like people kind of taking this the wrong way.
Yeah, I think that I hear you that the point was not necessarily that, hey, they're not giving me, but like the, if you look at the income streams and like the, I guess, priority ranking, whatever, it is the other things that ultimately are the things
she
that
got a lot of different endorsements, man. I think she have a podcast now. I don't know how much she making from that. She got endorsement with Reese's, the candy company.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, aha. But yeah, man, I think people kind of just jumping out the window, just going in on her. And I'm just like, man, like she's doing other stuff. It's not like just me making a certain amount and I got this rent I can't afford. She can afford the rent. She just saying the WNBA salary
is not the thing that's paying the rent.
She's not she's not complaining about her salary per se.
Yeah.
It's like the salaries.
Yeah.
She's don't
pointing,
do it.
She's pointing out that, well, not even that. I don't even know that it's a statement in that. She's pointing out that for her, what actually feeds her, what she's sustained by is the other things. That's the side money is the WNBA money.
Yeah, yeah, to me, when she said that, I thought about rappers that the street rappers that be like, oh yeah, this rap money ain't nothing.
Yeah, this is side money.
Yeah, I'm getting
hustling.
Money. Yeah, hustling. Yeah. That's my money. The rap money, just little money. Mm-hmm. That's how I kind of took it.
Okay. I got one more.
Yeah. Watch this.
He helped me with this audio here of the man that they are calling Kirk Cousins out in Atlanta. He dropped this in some media availability and people are loving it.
My teammate used to say, walk into your trap, take over your trap was the line he would say. And so that's kind of what it is. You go into someone else's stadium and you try to assert yourself. That's what everybody's trying to do when they go on the road. It's hard to do, but that's certainly the goal.
All right, let me jump
You've
in first.
You've been in Atlanta too long,
Let me jump in first. I feel like there's another meaning here for walk into a trap.
Yes. Yeah. And this is the thing. I don't know how
as
much.
As soon as I heard it, I'm like, this is so bad too. I got to ask Figgy about that.
Yes, we will educate you as to what a trap house is, Lopez. But yeah, no, I'm not sure how much I like what we continually do with Kirk or just any of the dudes that are like aggressively white. I don't know if I have a better way of saying that. I apologize if that offends you. I sincerely do. But like the guys who are aggressively white, they were like, hey, look, they're doing things that we don't think and typically associate with guys that are aggressively white. I don't know how much I like that because Kirk is being sincere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Instance, but as soon as I heard, I'm like, yeah, I think there's something else.
But everybody out here is laughing and like, ah, look at that. And I'm like, I don't know how much I like this. I don't like how much that we continue to do this. But shout out to Kirk Cousins. I guess technically using the phrase correctly in that.
Yeah.
So explain it to me.
Yeah, trap, we use, like, I use word, like, the trap is like a trap house, like a, I hate to use this because it's pretty much clean now, but like a trap house is like a drug house.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is an operation center.
Yeah, but some people call it, like, your home or your job. I use it, like, all the time, like, I'm going to the trap, pretty much the job to make my money.
Yeah.
So he pretty much saying, going in your house and, you know.
Take over your house.
Yeah, take over your
But also, if the trap, hey, man, shout out to Omar Little and The Wire. Like, hey, man, if that's where you're doing your operations, we walking in there, we taking over your business.
Yeah.
We taking your supply.
Yeah. Where you make your money.
That's right. Yeah. But, yeah, shout out to Kirko, as they've been calling him. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how comfortable. I don't know how comfortable. Can we just call him Kirk and let him be Kirk?
Nah. Right. Yeah.
Let him wear his
I'm calling him Kirk.
Let him wear his Kirkland shirts. that he bought from Costco.
Yeah.
And let him just be him. I don't know. Why do we got to put chains on him and try and make him into Kirko?
That's Atlanta for you.
Yeah. I guess so. That's our Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our Thursday staple. Let's go into buy or sell. Lopez has some interesting buy or sell situations. We'll tell you whether we agree or not next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.